This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has always played a role of the first responder to the Maldives. After holding a delegation-level talks with the President of the Maldives, Mohammad Muizu, Mr. Modi, in a joint press statement, highlighted that India has always fulfilled its responsibility as a neighbour. The Prime Minister said that the Maldives also has an important place in India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. He also informed about various projects completed by India in the island nation. RuPay card payments have also been introduced in the Maldives as Mr. Modi and Dr. Muizu witnessed the first such transaction. In his statement, Mr. Muizu said he and Prime Minister Modi held extensive discussions taking stock of our successful development journey together and charting the path of the future collaborations between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with a better centre-state coordination from the government. He chaired a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi. The Home Minister said that Naxalism is the biggest obstacle in the path to development and it is not going to benefit anyone. He appealed all the youth associated with Naxalism to leave weapons and join the mainstream. Mr. Shah said government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve the universal health coverage, with an emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, Mr. Nadda said that the government's Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. In Gujarat, the celebrations of Vikas Saptah to mark the 23rd year's state's development journey under the leadership and guidance of Narendra Modi kicked off today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with other ministers, took the Bharat Vikas Pratigya to encourage people's participation in the process of development. Development projects worth over 3,500 crore rupees will be launched during the next 7 days. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Rufkin for their discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. Announcing the decision, the Nobel Assembly of Sweden's Karolinska Institutet, a research-led medical university in Stockholm, stated that the discovery made by these two scientists has proved to be fundamentally important for understanding how organisms develop and function. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Physics will be announced tomorrow, followed by Chemistry on Wednesday. In shooting, Indian shooters topped the medals tally at the ISSF Junior World Shooting Championship with an impressive 24 medals, including 13 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze in Peru. Italy finished in second place while Norway took the third spot. Next, the shooting bonanza will shift to New Delhi for the prestigious ISSF World Cup final in rifle, pistol and shotgun, scheduled for October 13th to 18th. The Sri Lanka Cricket has announced that Sanath Jayasurya will be the head coach of the national team. The board informed the media that the executive committee of the Sri Lanka Cricket took the decision taking into consideration the team's good performances in the recent tours against India, England and New Zealand. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in a Group B match in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, India kept their semi-final hopes alive with a 6-wicket win over Pakistan in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.